much is the state's inability to expand Medicaid expansion have to do with helping some of these people that are in crisis? Maybe possibly the fact that the state can't do that. If the state would, that would be another resource maybe to help some of the people who are desperately in need. My second little question is, we have housing next to the church that is abandoned, and Wayman would like to offer itself up as a clinic to help people, but we need to know how to get funding in order to do these type of community revitalization projects to help enrich the community and help in areas that we have to.
Let me take the Medicaid question first, because look, and I will always tell you exactly like where we agree and where we disagree. I do not favor Medicaid expansion, and I'll tell you why. In the states that have done it, you look at Ohio, they promised people that it was going to cost $3.9 billion to expand it. It actually cost $6.8 billion. The costs on Medicaid are running out of control, and what's happened is those billions of dollars have to come from somewhere.
They need to come from payday lenders who are ripping our community off at 1,000% interest rate. Maybe they could pay their fair share. I'm just saying.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Amen.
I appreciate that. When you look at Washington State, over $2 billion more than those promises. So when you look at the places where they've actually tried this, one of the things that you've seen is that it's cost billions of dollars, which actually takes money away from many of those other essential programs and services. And worse, not only have they spent billions of dollars more, taken it away from other programs, but it hasn't actually helped people. When you look at the results, they promised people Medicaid expansion would stop the number of people who are coming in to use the emergency rooms. But when you look at the states that have expanded it, that's simply not true. They promised that it would help people with diabetes. But when you look at the fact, it's simply not true. And it's also, it's why I agree with Congressman Clay. And we will see things differently, and that's okay. That's absolutely okay. We're going to have differences of opinions on things. But I believe that it's really important for all of us to at least look at the facts about what works. And we might disagree on what works. We might have different perspectives on it. But that's always where I start. Let me tell you how I started the mission. When I came home and I started the Mission Continues, I donated my combat vest.